Shimon Lishivim Shana, once in 60 or 70 years, for you mefat menois lechatzoyim, used to make half of the amount that you needed. So Rashi explains that shlohayitzorach liftoim didn't have to make this keteris elichatzi shir, only half of the amount they needed for the whole year. Mishum demoisik was left over what he had from 60 or 70 years, came out to be the amount of a half a year's worth of keteris. Depending on how big the handful of the Kohen Gadol was, and every Yom Kippur would take a handful from the Keteris. So after 60 or 70 years, there was left over from that enough for half of a year. So therefore, that year that you only had to make half of a year's supplies worth of the Keteris. Lefikach, therefore, the Gemara says, Yochid shepita lechatzoyin, if a Yochid, a private person, makes this Keteris half the amount, is chayiv. He's also chayiv for doing it, because since once in 60 or 70 years in the Beis Hamikdash, you only used to make half of the amount of the keteris, so now for Yochid makes for his private use half of the amount of the keteris, he'll also be chayiv koros for this. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shomer the Yitzhar over Mishum Afkan from the name of the Sagan. Avoshlish Revi Leishamati. Let's say somebody only makes a third of the amount of the keteris, or a quarter of the amount of the keteris, that he didn't hear. He didn't hear clearly to say whether you're chayiv or not. Now, that the whole yom, every day, every single day, the Kohen Gadol used to make the right amount of keteris that he needs just for that day. Not the pshat that they made it once for the whole year, but every single day they made what he needed for that day. And he would bring in what he made that day for that day's keteris. So Rashi says, therefore, according to Chacham, it comes out, Hilkach, Yochid, Shalepita Melamon, Chayiv, if the Yochid only made one portion of the Keteris for one day's worth, it lost to be Chayiv, because that was a shear that was made for the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says now, Messiah and the Rav, this should be a proof to Rava. The Yom Rav, the Rava says, that Shemen HaMishcha, Shepit Melechatoyim, or some say Keteris of Yashalvigur, Shemen HaMishcha, you have in parentheses, and the Messiah should give, should be Keteris. That the Keteris shepit melechatzoyim, if you only made half of the amount of the Keteris for one day, also chayiv. Because the pasuk says that Keteris shetasim, mean to say kol shetasa, anything that was made, if you make it outside, you chayiv. For your efshu the of the pras b'shach was a pras bein abayim. It's possible to make half of the portion of pras, half of a mono in the morning, and half in the morning, and half of a mono in the afternoon. So that's where the Kohen God used to use bring the Keteris every single day. We bring the keteris of a morning, we bring half of it in the morning, and half of it in the afternoon, ben abayim. So if somebody would just make a pras of a mono of the keteris bachutz, it'd also be chayiv koros. Tanur Rabban, learn like this. Hoya magzira nois lamachteshes. He used to bring it back to the mortar, like to grind it again. Hoya magzira nois lamachteshes pamayim bashono. Twice a year, the keteris that was ready, made already, they would like grind it over again twice a year. Now during the summer months is pizura, they would like scatter it out, shalet safish, in order that it does not rot away. During the winter tzibura, they would heap it up, make it into one pile, kadesh tovug recha, in order that it's like a smell should not escape. We don't want the good smell of the keteris to escape. Now, while they were beating it up, while they were grinding it again, they used to call out and say, Hodek Hativ, Hativ Hodek, like pounded well, and well pounded. Divrei Abba Yosi ben Yochanan. These are the words of Abba Yosi ben Yochanan. Now, Visholish Monim Yisarin, Shemiam Kohen Gadol. Now, the three remaining monivs of which the Kohen Gadol used to use on Yom Kippur, now, Visholish Monim, we had before, there were 368. 365 was done for every day of the year, and an extra three that was used on Yom Kippur. So now, v'sholish monim, yiserim shemhem kohen gadol machnis molech ofnei b'yom kippurim, those extra three monis that the kohen gadol used to use on Yom Kippur, and out of that three monis he used to take out his handful of it, is nois nois lamachteshes. He used to put that those keteris back into the grind, into the mortar, Erev Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, for Shaykh Kun Yofa, and they would pound it down very well. For Shaykh Kun Yofa Yofa, Kadesh Taidakim and Adakim. Those were special Keteris. It should be very fine. It should be like the finest. Kidatina, like we're not in a Braisa. The Pasuk says Daka. It says it should be done, beaten down, small. Is Matamla, what's the Pasuk going to say? It's for Matamla. Alright, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So again, Kidatina, like we're not in a Braisa, it says Daka. Matamla, what's the Pasuk going to say Daka for about his Keteris of Yom Kippur? The Loik Vanem, the Pasuk already said, the Shechachta Mimenu, Hodek, you should pound it down very thin. His matam aloy medakom, kadeshu pei dakom and adakom, she very small, she points down to very small particles. Oh, mama, what would you say before? Kishu seichik, when he used to grind it down, kishu seichik, when he was beating it, oimer, they would say, heitiv hodek, hodek heitiv, like well pounded, pounded well. So, misan el yabich, the proof of Rabbi Yechon, the Yom Rabbi Yechon, everything he used to say, Tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, that Kishem Shadi Bara Layayin, just like speech is bad for wine, you should not talk when they're making the wine or pouring the wine, is Kain Hadi B'Yafel B'Samim. Mashen Kefer B'Samim, here Dibur is good. Because while you're preparing the wine, it's no good to talk. Mashen Kefer by the Keteris, while you're preparing the Keteris, here it's good, it makes it smell better. Yeah. Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Yud Aleph Samamonim Nemlo L'Moshe B'Sinai. There are 11 different types of spices that were said to Moshe B'Sinai. Amr Avunas says, Micro, where's the Pasuk? Was it brought down before the Cheshbon of the Yud Aleph Samamonim? Rashi Yudam brought down before it. It's Sori, Tzipor, and Chavon, and Voino, Mok, Tzir, Shabbos, Neva, Kakon. So we had them before. So how do we know them? Samor says, Aloch, is it said L'Moshe B'Sinai? Some Mefunavuna says, Micro, where's the Pasuk? So the Pasuk says, Kach Luchom. The Pasuk in Shemois that says, Kach Luchom, Samim, take spices. So Samim is Lashon and Trey. It means at least two. Then the Pasuk says, Notof, U Shechelus, Vechelbino. That's another three. So together, Chamisha, that's five. Then the Pasuk says again, Samim. So we darshan now, the Moshe says, the Samim means Achrini, another five spices. Is Achrini Chamisha. That's another five spices. Comes out together, who are sour together with 10 spices. Then the Pasuk says, Ulevoino Zaka, which is Chad, another spice. So comes out to Chad Sawi, that's why I know there are 11 spices. Now the more is the question, Vienna, why don't I say better, Samim the first Samim of the cloud? Then when the Pasuk says, Nota for Shechelus v'chelbenom, that's a prat, mashmoni these three. Then it says the word Samim again, is Chazo klal, let it be considered a klal, a prat, a klal. And then the locker is, the Yatadana, the Kena prat, Kena not like the prat. And say like this, Ma prat mefurish dover, shekit of yonav reicha noiduf. Just like the prat is something that you burn, the yoyla, is something that shekit of yoyla, means it's smoke and it goes upwards. The reichin no different, its smell also comes up. Is af kol dover shekit of yoyla, anything else that you when you burn it, the smoke comes up. The reichin no different, and the smell also comes upwards. The Moshe says the chitam, if you tell me like this, in kenev sel nichtav kruachat prata, the Torah just should have wrote just one prat, one type of spice. Why does I have to write all three of them for? Samor says, Lai mitzvah tzrichin, no, we need all three of them. The cost of not, if we just wrote the word not, I would have thought to say, min ilanim. Only a spice, a sap that comes out from the tree. Av a gedule karkalei, something that some grows off the ground like leaves, no. Mishimochi, therefore, cost of ushechelis. Now, the cost of the shechelis, I mean, I would have thought to say, gedule karkin, something that grows off the ground like grass, yes. Avamin ilan loy, something like a tree, no. Mishumach, therefore, cost of notaf. That's the word notaf also. The chelbin, what do we need the word the chelbin for? The goof also. But may shalvech harak, because really chelbin doesn't smell so sweet, it smells bad. So therefore, I need these three pratim. So still the question is, maybe it's only a klal of a klal of prat a klal. How do I know what to say? It's a rebrim of 11 different samonim. So mazim kem and so, kach lucho, nafkalei. In other words, if it's just a pshat, there's a klal, a prat, a klal, from the beginning of the pasuk when it says kach l'cho, that could have been the general klal. So I have to have an extra word, someone in four. So it's masim, it's not stam, a klal, a prat, a klal, but rather it's a new type of a ribu here. For the more v'yayim, why don't I say, someone in basway train? Okay, good, so you tell me now the ribuyim. So the first someone, some means two. Then you have a cheshbon of three, so that's five. And it says the word Samman a second time. So how do you know to say the second word Samman means another five? Maybe it only means another two? And you only come out then to have eight Sammanim. Furthermore, the Yema Sammanim Basri trained in them. So maybe the second word Sammanim only means two? Nino, because Sammanim Kadmor, just like the first word Sammanim means two. How do you know to say the second word means five? Maybe the second one means just like the first one, only two. But in one came and so, Nichtiv Samim Samim Bagader. It only meant to say two and two. It should have written the two words together. The safe Nichtiv and then write, not of Eshchez V'chobunot. So since it divides it up in between, means tell us the first one is two, then you have three, that's five. Then the second time it says, Samonim means another five. That's how we have ten. And the last one, Uvayna Zakom, that's the 11th. Now the Gemara says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tani, he learned like this, that Samim is like a klal, not of Shcheles V'chobun as a prat. Samim again is a chozer, a klal. So it comes out now, it's a klal, a prat, a klal. And therefore you have to learn a lekein a prat, there are only spices like these three pratim. That ma prat, just like these pratim, is mefurish yavish a kit of yellow, when you burn it, the smoke goes up. For reichoy neidif, and it smells. Is af kol davar shekit of yelav reicha neidif. The more I ain't made it not that way, and a klal, the klal rishain, will prat the prat rishain. So the more exactly to explain what this means. As I ain't made it not that way, and a klal, the klal rishain, and the prat is also for that rishain. So more says, no, I'm not, though. Lav, no, ha'in lecho lecho ledo, b'loshan achun, ala b'loshan rishain. Don't learn the Lashon Achun, but rather learn the Lashon Rishon. Now, on Mama, what would you say? Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. El a klal, the klal Rishon, the klal is in the first klal. Or prat the frat Rishon. So, Moritz is back, no, Mama, to love, you can't say it that way. Ho'ein alecho lodin, ele, ho'ein alecho lodin. So, Moritz says, my kushya, what was the question? What kind of question is this to make the klal and the prat in the klal Rishon? So, Moritz says, okay, Kukash, this is what the Gemara means to ask. Maybe Samim Basroi Trey. The second time it says the word Samim Taka means two. Ki Samim Kadmoy, the first word Samona means two, train. Ki Samim Kadmoy train. Hoda Vishoni, the ending was not Kudashnini, like we answered no. The Inkane of Asta Pshat, that the second word Samonim also only means two. The Inkane of So, Nichtav Kuro Samim, Samim, should have wrote these two words one next to another. And then say, Notaf Ushkelos V'chelbino. Now, with my prat, the prat rishon, so what does it mean to say prat rishon? No kakashle. Here's the question. Mine ilonais yalfin minotaf. Any type of spices of trees learn out from notaf. Ugdule kako yalfin mishikholos. Things that grow out of the ground learn out from mishikholos. As if the question was, vilufin namin the levain azaka. Why do you learn out also from levain azaka? It says at the end, the yaisi b'chad sad, it comes from one side, the naisi lana like this, dover shereichu neidif, something that smells, v'yafa pi shein kreit tevil, even though the smoke does not come up, maybe that's also enough to have a din spice on it, as long as it smells, it doesn't have to have the smoke come up. Hod Roma, then the Gemara says back, no, in Kenya, without reading the pshat, and learning out a prat from the prat basra like, is nichtav kura, the person should have been written, nichtav kura, lelevreina zaka b'mitzvah in the middle. But tell us we don't learn out from it. So since he writes it at the end, the mashmi do not learn out from this. So Moses says, no, because lelevreina zaka b'mitzvah, who would have written this spice? Lelevreina zaka in the middle, heaven train also. Then there would have been 12. Because then you would have the first Samonim is 2 and then 4, that's 6. Then another Samonim is 12. So the reason why the Torah doesn't put it in the middle, because we don't want to have 12, we only want to have 11. If it would have been in the middle, you would have Dashan then 12. So Moses says, and came and so, Nichtav Kulot HaTorah right, Levrein HaZakah B'mitzvah in the middle. See, halavreinu l'psoif, enichnami, take one out and put that at the end. So still you have first five, then another someone, and another five is ten, and then the 11th one. L'psoif. So korponim, since the Torah doesn't put it this way, that's the way we do not use levreinu zaka for one of the protim like, and therefore the protim has to only be like these middle three that the smell comes up, and the smoke comes up. Resh Lakish, Shem Resh Lakish says, Migufa, learning out from it itself. Ma Lashin Keteris, what's the Lashin of Keteris? It means Dover Shekait to be on something that the smoke comes, and when you burn it, the smoke comes up. So you can't tell me something that the smoke does not rise. Omri Rav Chon and Ba'a Bizna, Omri Rav Shimin Chafida, Kol Taina Shein Bay, Yipesha Yisrael and the Tainas. Anytime you have a Tainas that's not from Pesha Yisrael, means people are not doing Tshuva, that's not called a Tainas. And what's the proof? Sharei chelbuna reichera. Chelbuna is one spice that really smells good. Umona akosivim salam me kateris. And Torah still puts in the middle of the salam me kateris to teach us even the good ones also should be part of the good ones also. Abayi Ramabayi says in Hocho, V'yagudosoi aleretz yisoda. Rashi says that mashmas mashmas shekulim v'yah everybody's together all then aleretz yosta. Now it says in the Mishnah, the Yasach, the Shemin HaMishcha, if you take the special oil that used to anoint the Kelim within the Beis HaMikdash, and you shmir it, you rub it on your body, so you chayav koros. Tanu Rabbanan like this, Haseich the Shemin HaMishcha, somebody shmirs the Shemin HaMishcha, Nebeim, they shmirs on animals, or else the Kelim on Kelim, he's Potter. It has to be Aidei Odom, and not Aidei Beim or Kelim. What about the Odik Chavim, he shmirs it on a grey? On the mace or on a mace is also potter. So most bishtam as far as we understand behemoth the kelim that you potter. The Siddur Basic says, "Al b'sar odem lo yisav." You should not anoint it on the b'sar of an odem. Mash medaf ben odem is the avera, not a behemoth the kelim. Or behemoth the kelim love odem who. It's very good. Mace and nami potter. Understand why? If you rub it on a mace, you potter. If even the mislay mis. Mace Mikri, once a person dies, it's called a mace. For Lav Adam, it's not called a person anymore. Ela, but Adik Chavim Agoi, Amai Potter, why if you take this Shemin HaMishcham and rub it on a girl, are you Potter? For Adam Minu, they're also called an Adam. So Mora says, Laya, no. The Pasuk says, V'yetem Tzeni Tzeim Arisei, Adam Atem, Nos Mashma Atem Krim Adam. Only a Jew is called a person. But the aim of the Chavim Kriyim Adam, a guy is not called an Adam. For the Moray Baksiv, it says, V'nefesh Adam, Shisha, said up there 16,000 people there, and they were going amongst them. Or Malay said over there, the Pasuk means to say was just, Haru la'afuki be'ema, just means there were 16 men and not animals, but not real to call them an Adam. For the Moray Baksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ani le'i echos ha'ninvei, Shinti ha'dachmonis ha'ninvei, it says by Adam over there, Mahula Fuke Yosa Behema calls the Madam just as not animals, but don't have the Khshivas of an Adam. The Bosom Lothar Takarin to you is Kiritoni Tona Kamada Blaza, Tamil Kamada Blaza. That calls Sheyeshna Besach, whoever's Bechavah Veyam Sach of rubbing is Yeshna Mabal Yisach. He's also over the Veyam not to rub somebody else, but the Kholshayna Besach like a grey. That's not in the Averi himself to rub it on himself. His Zayn and Abai Yisav is not Averi rubbing it onto a guy. So if a Jew rubs it on a guy, that's why he's put. It could be really a guy, maybe he's called Adam, but there's no Issa since the guy by himself has no Issa, therefore a Jew to rub it on a guy also has no Issa. Tani Yidach went another place like this. Tani Yidach, Hasech B'Shemin HaMishcha, Lebehema V'Kelim, Le'adikachavim U'Meisim Potter. If you rub from the Shemin HaMishcha on a behemo or a kelim or a goy or a mesi potter, leblochem lekahanim. What about if you rub it on a king or on a kohen? So the meyer mechayiv of you the potter, the meyer still yechayiv, and the bude is not your potter from chorus. Now also the kama yisach v'yichad. How much do you have to rub a mechayiv? So the meyer leimel koshu. Any little bit that you rub from the Shemin HaMishcha yechayiv chorus. We have you do Omer Kezayis. Now you have to rub at least the amount of a Kezayis. I have Omer of you, the beauty says Potter. I have you, the says if you rub it on the Malachim and the Kanan, you Potter. And the Gemara Ki Potter of you, the God of Malachim and Kanan. Only if you shmir the shem of the mishkan on the melech or on a kohen, there he holds you potter. But gabi had yit mechayi, but a regular Jew, if you shmir, you rub from the shem of the mishkan on your body, he also holds you chayiv. And how much are you chayiv? According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds you need akhle kezayis. Now, the first machlekes were made Rabbi Yehuda the mighty, what's the machlekes over there, whether you have to have by a melech or a kohen, are you chayiv or not? Some Rabbi Yosef, something like this, some Rabbi Yosef. For all three, we argue this. So that's one pasuk. Uksiv it says by Shayitin and Emmanuel Elzar that Ma Sikha Koshu, just like the Sikh is a little bit, Af Nesina Koshu. So Nesina put on somebody else, also Yichad even a Koshu. If you discover now, Yafina Nesina the Elzar, Nesina the Alma. That Ma Nesina the Alma, because that's just like a Nesina all over. Always means the kazayis. Rashi says the gaminim minesina v'div. The v'nosam la'koyim as a kodesh. The chsev be'achilo. Yesh ki yoichol. Yoichol achilos kazayis. So you run out from the sin of the yam, which is a kazayis. Is af nesina d'azar udin. If you put from the shemen amishcha on another zah that yichayiv is also the kazayis. Avol sicha lemimshach molochim kanim tiviyako koshu. But that the amount of sikha that you need when you want to be mamshich, a kohen, or a melech, everybody agrees, oh, you have to have just a kol shu. You even not have to have a kezayis. So that's the machlekes over here, if bechlal this iser of taking yisach al adam, of taking the yain, of taking the shemen mishra and pouring it, it's really on your body, whether you're a chayiv, even with a kol shu, or definitely a kezayis, that's this machlekes, where do you learn out the iser from? The yom Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, no, that's the first machlekes. The my plig of Meir Rabbi Yehuda Gabi Melochim Tikanim. So it's like this. Rabbi Meir Sadar Vashayitem Imenu Azaksiv. The will of the Aver, if you take the Shemin and pour it onto a Zar. O Melech Vakoyin Hash the Zar Ninu. And then Echnami, Melech Vakoyin right now is also called the Zar. In other words, after they made the first anointment that they did the Shem Mitzvah, now if you do it a second time, it's not a Mitzvah anymore. So that anointment right now is called the same thing on the Zai, and therefore Yechayiv. That's on Rameya. But Rabbi Yudis Sovar, Bino Nadiiko Zah Mitchilosa Viyatzaifei. There's only the Aver if you put it upon somebody that was a Zai from the beginning until the end. And therefore Melech V'Koyin Mikol Av Zah Hevei. That there was a time when there was a mitzvah to put the Shemin HaMishra upon a Melech or upon the Koyin. Therefore, since there was one time there was a mitzvah, they're not considered a zar. And therefore, you put it on them even later, that's a beauty sheet that you put on. Omer Avika, Bered Ravami, Vyoz, Latamayu. Both of you to the Mayor, both goes according to their own time. Titanic, Kosler, and Levelon, like this. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.